highly security conscious. The once casual college professor now could be seen carefully pinning a classified memo inside his hip pocket so as not to lose it. He even tried to placate the Army security officers, giving them his valuable time and complying with virtually all of their requests. But the pressure of the work, the sensation of being constantly watched, the fear of failure, all of this and more, began to take its toll. At one point in the summer of 1943, Oppenheimer confessed to Robert Baker that he was thinking of quitting. He felt hounded by the investigations into his past. Besides, he told Baker, the strain of the job was just too much. After listening to Oppie list his inadequacies, Baker told him simply,
"There isn't anybody else who can do it."
So Oppie persevered. But once, in June 1943, he did something which he should have known would surely heighten the concerns of CIC officers. Despite his marriage to Kitty, Robert had continued to see Jean Tatlock about twice each year between 1939 and 1943. He later explained, "We had been very much involved with one another, and there was still very deep feeling when we saw each other." He and Jean had met around New Year's Eve in 1941 and occasionally ran into each other at parties in Berkeley. But Oppie also visited Jean at her apartment and in her office at the Children's Hospital where she was employed as a psychiatrist. Once he went to see Jean at her father's house around the corner from his own home on Eagle Hill Drive, and on another occasion they had drinks at the Top of the Mark, an elegant restaurant with one of the best views in San Francisco. Oppenheimer may or may not have resumed his love affair with Jean during these years. We know only that he continued to see her and that the emotional bonds between them were unbroken. Sometime after Robert married Kitty in 1940, Jean was visiting their old friend Edith Arnstein, now married, in her San Francisco apartment. Jean was standing at the window, holding Edith's baby girl, Margaret Ludmilla, when Edith asked her if she regretted refusing to marry Oppie. She replied, yes, and that she probably would have married him had she not been so mixed up. By the time Oppenheimer left Berkeley in the spring of 1943, Jean was Dr. Jean Tatlock, a woman on the threshold of a rewarding medical career. She was a pediatric psychiatrist at Mount Zion Hospital, where most of her patients were mentally troubled children. She seemed to have found a career that suited her temperament and intellect. Jean had told Oppie that she had a great desire to see him before he and Kitty left that spring for Los Alamos. But for some reason, Oppie refused. Security could not have been the issue, since he had made a point of saying goodbye to Steve Nelson. Perhaps Kitty objected. Whatever the case, he left for Los Alamos without saying goodbye to Jean, and he felt guilty about it. They corresponded, but Jean told her friends that she found his letters mystifying. She implored him in several anguished letters to return. Robert knew that she was seeing a psychologist, his good friend Dr. Siegfried Bernfeld, Freud's disciple and the leader of the study group he had attended regularly for several years. Oppenheimer knew that Dr. Bernfeld was Jean's training analyst, and he also knew that she was extremely unhappy. So when he had occasion in June 1943 to return to Berkeley, Oppie made a point of calling Jean and taking her to dinner. Military intelligence agents stalked him throughout his visit and later reported to the FBI what they had observed. On June 14, 1943, Oppenheimer traveled via Key Railway from Berkeley to San Francisco, where he was met by Jean Tatlock, who kissed him. They then walked arm-in-arm to her car, a 1935 green Plymouth coupe. She drove him to the Xochimilco Café, a cheap combination bar, café, and dance hall. They had a few drinks with dinner, and then at about 10:50 p.m., Jean drove them back to her top-floor apartment at 1405 Montgomery Street in San Francisco. At 11:30 p.m., the lights were extinguished, and Oppenheimer was not observed until 8:30 a.m. next day, when he and Jean Tatlock left the building together. The FBI report noted that the relationship of Oppenheimer and Tatlock appears to be very affectionate and intimate. Again that evening, the agents watched as Tatlock met Oppenheimer at the United Airlines office in downtown San Francisco. Tatlock arrived on foot, and Oppenheimer rushed to meet her. They greeted each other affectionately and walked to her car nearby, thence to dinner at Kit Carson's Grill. After dinner, Jean drove him to the airport, where he caught a flight back to New Mexico. Oppie never saw her again. 11 years later, he was asked by his interrogators, "Did you find out why she had to see you?" He replied,
because she was still in love with me.